Here in Florida, job growth has also slowed, Tom, but not by as much as it slowed in the United States. That big slowdown in job growth in the nation is more than 50%. Florida's job growth has slowed by about 25%. So we are on the path to outperform the nation over the next 6 months.
I did see numbers, though, that new claims for unemployment compensation have increased in Florida.
They sure have, and they're well above the trend line. But they increase every January and every July. And it has nothing to do with how the markets are really performing. It has to do with the vagaries of the way in which people sign up and the way in which the programs themselves work.
I was a little surprised to see an uptick in new unemployment claims in July, because that's the peak of our summer tourist season. This is prime time for Central Florida.
Well, it's prime time in Central Florida. It's prime time in the Panhandle, but it's not prime time in the balance of the state of Florida. So actually, statewide, our big tourist season is the winter season.
Now, as you mentioned, our major employer here, of course, is the tourism industry. And in the spring, Hank, you had been predicting a robust summer tourist season. So how's that playing out so far?
It seems to be playing out well. We got a big benefit from lower gasoline prices, and it's offset the weakness that's coming from the foreign sector, particularly from Europe. But airplane arrivals are up significantly across the state. Hotels have been able to raise their rates and not suffer on the occupancy side. So we're seeing a lot of increase, and that sort of reflects the strength in the tourism industry itself.
I understand that Speed Week in Daytona was well attended this year.
It was very well attended, and there was a strong attendance reported across the state at all of the events and functions around July 4th.
You know, July 4th fell on a Wednesday, and it seems as if that timing might have increased travel a bit.
It does appear to have done that this particular season because, again, gasoline prices are down, along with July 4th being in the middle of the week, extended people's vacations. Either they took them before or after the July 4th holiday. So locals really did crowd over to the beaches. The beaches had a great holiday season.
Well, our major Central Florida attractions are opening up some new offerings. Universal's got the new Despicable Me-themed ride. Epcot is rolling out some new attractions. Universal just announced it's building its fourth resort hotel to open up in 2014. So it appears as if the big attractions are feeling optimistic about the season and the future.
Yeah. SeaWorld's got the Turtle Trek. Legoland is opening hotels and is expanding, and it's going to have its first real summer season. So all of those things are beneficial for tourism. What we've seen historically is when we have new attractions, new rides, or even a new whole area like Legoland, it causes our tourism numbers to rise. Remember the big increase when Harry Potter opened. That's sort of typical now. These aren't as big an event as Harry Potter is, but still they'll boost tourism, and they're coming at a time where the economy, whilst a little slower than we'd like, is still progressing.
So then with all that in mind, Hank, what's your prediction for the state employment figures are scheduled to be released in about 2 weeks?
Well, I think it's going to show a modest acceleration. Housing is getting a little better on top of the other things that we talked about, and I think all of that will translate into somewhat stronger job creation this month than we've had over the last few, Tom.